The following is a paid presentation. The views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WIFE or Whitewater Broadcasting. It's time for To Your Health, brought to you by Rush Memorial Hospital. A weekly visit with the healthcare professionals at Rush Memorial to introduce you to the employees and the various programs at the hospital. And now, your host, Mary Frances Friedel.
Good morning. We're here today with Dr. Jonathan Lassar, the foot and ankle surgeon from Rush Memorial Hospital, and also the team physician for the high school here in Rushville.
Mary Frances, nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too. So, could you tell us a little bit about the sports medicine program at Rush Memorial?
Absolutely. We are very excited about developing this better sports medicine program for the community at the hospital. We have Aaron Llewellyn, who is our athletic trainer. We got me. I do all foot and ankle surgery at the hospital. We have Dr. Reed Hoyer, who is an orthopedic surgeon, doing all upper extremity, shoulder, elbow, hand surgery. We have a new physician coming in who is doing hip and knee. So we're really kind of developing a really tight sports medicine program to cover all types of injuries, not just in young athletes from the school, but also in any adolescent, child, or adult who participates in outdoor sports activities, indoor sports activities that develop an injury.
I guess you're in a good position to tell us at what age you think children should start participating in sports.
That's a great question. I think that children, as soon as they show an interest, the younger you can get them involved in sports activities, the better it is. I have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old, and we got them involved in things like gymnastics, basketball, soccer, karate. We get them involved at a younger age. The sooner you get them involved in these sports activities, they can kind of develop their own interests. You will find out what they're more interested in. My daughter really loves ballet, dance, jazz. She started doing cheerleading this year, and she develops better coordination, team spirit, self-esteem. Okay, and it keeps her healthy, keeps her young, keeps her active, and kids stay healthy longer.
So they're not more likely to get injured when they're starting at a young age?
I don't think that's true. I think when we start kids at a young age into things, we start slowly. You're not going to push them into doing a marathon when they're 5 years old. You want to get them comfortable with certain activities, and they develop their own strength and coordination over time. And the more activities they participate in, I think the more flexible they become, the more the muscle tone they get, the more coordination they get. And those conditions help prevent future wounds or injuries during these activities.
So it's actually the opposite then. The younger they start, assuming that they're old enough for that particular sport, then the more likely they are to be better conditioned for
I think
sport.
So, sure.
Is that what you're
Absolutely.
Saying?
Absolutely, yep.
And I noticed your children are in a wide variety of sports. So is there any particular reason why they're doing that instead of just one or two?
It's hard to, I think, nail down at a young age, what kids excel in. If you give them a variety of things to taste, okay, they're going to develop their own interest. My daughter is very good at, she's very coordinated. So when it comes to dance and ballet and jazz, she transitioned into cheerleading very easily because she already had some of those basic fundamentals. Getting into soccer, getting into basketball, she's in all these sports right now, and she's doing very well, and I think it's because she's had those basic principles established early. Getting flexible, getting exercise before a game, so you want to stretch out before a game. We talked about being hydrated. It's very important to stay healthy, eating the right foods, drinking enough water during those activities to keep your body in peak shape.
So I guess you're giving them a good foundation for health later in life.
Absolutely. That's what we're trying to, prevent disease, injury. And I think the best way to do that is to have a good foundation. And that, includes, being physically fit, being emotionally mature, and being healthy. And all those things can be developed through sports.
Do you think it's important for kids to do sports all year long?
That's a tough question because, it depends on the physical activity involved in some of those sports. I have a lot of patients, even kids at the school, who do very high-stressed, very physically demanding sports throughout the year. They'll play football, they'll play basketball, they'll do baseball or another sport in the fall. And I've seen a lot more injuries in kids that do sports year-round. Again, you want kids to develop things that they like the best, but if you push them too much, I think, or you don't give them time to recuperate from some of these physically demanding sports, that there's a tendency to develop injuries easier.
So maybe taking one season off, not doing something all year long if you're in high-stress sports, that might be a better idea?
I think I had to do this several times with patients that developed an injury, and I say, look, you know, they play three sports. I say, pick your two favorite, and let's concentrate on those two favorites. Give your body a rest in between, and they do very well with that. I mean, they don't need to necessarily play, you know, so many difficult sports at the same time. Again, we wanted to prevent an injury or an accident from happening, and then if they do develop an injury, then they can't play the other sports because of the injury. So it's a win-win if we can give them a break and allow them to recuperate and then get physically fit for the next season.
And are there any particular sports that you would recommend that children avoid completely?
No, all sports has some, you know, mental, physical challenges to them. Not everybody is designed to be a pro athlete. Okay, or a football player, or a basketball player, or a soccer player. It all depends on your physical attributes. You don't want to be in a sport where you are not ready to participate and then get injured because of that. So I think that any kid can participate in any sport as long as they have the capability to do so.
And then, of course, they have their protective equipment that they wear, and
sure,
that helps prevent injury. Mm-hmm. What is the most common type of sports injury that you see?
Because I deal with foot and ankle, everything below the knee, I usually see patients with a injury to the ankle or foot. Usually an inversion injury, that's really the most common. Most of the sports, football, even basketball, soccer, the kids are playing on uneven surfaces, or if they step on another player, the foot usually has a tendency to roll in. They invert their foot, causing an ankle injury, a ligament injury to the foot. So we call it a sprain.
What about broken bones? Do you run into that very much?
Absolutely. So I do all types of trauma through our ER. People come in with, you know, ankle fractures. It can be from a sports-related injury. It could be from stepping or out of the car, slipping on ice. It happens, you know, to everybody. So I deal with, you know, broken bones in the foot and ankle or leg. And we'll repair them as needed.
What do you think is worse? I mean, to me, it sounds like a broken bone would be the worst.
I ask this to my patients all the time. I said, if you had the choice between a broken leg and a sprained ankle, what would you pick? Most people say, oh, a sprained ankle sounds, you know, less involved. And that's not really necessarily true. A broken bone, and I kind of look at pro athletes. I said, hey, because a lot of people watch pro sports. And I said, look at the pro athletes. If they have a broken bone, you know, we put it back together with screws and plates. We know it takes the bone 8 weeks to heal, okay? After that eight-week mark, those players are back on the field playing their sport, okay? If you look at soft tissue injuries, if a pro athlete tears a ligament, a tendon, rotator cuff in their shoulder, a meniscus or a ligament in their knee, what happens to them, right? They are out for the season, or they're out for their entire career based on the severity of the injury. If it's a bad injury, they're never playing again. And that happens all the time. So you see this in the pro athletes, you know, quite often. And again, these guys are under high stress sports. I mean, the level at which those pro athletes play is much more demanding than what kids in high school are at. So I don't see, you know, those things as, you know, those severe injuries as often. So soft tissue injuries in the ankle or the foot, ligaments, tendons, soft tissue take much longer to heal. It can be twice as long. So we're talking 16 weeks, sometimes 6 months. You know, 6 months to a year for them to get back together or to heal back and to where they're actually playing at their peak performance again.
Well, I can see how that would fit in with the importance of taking a season off, too.
Absolutely.
I know in a lot of these different sports, there are specialized footwear that players wear. How important is it that people have the appropriate sportswear for each different sport? Is it really important to get running shoes, walking shoes, soccer shoes?
Every sport has their own design based on the kind of the field you play on. Football shoes have cleats because you're playing on dirt and the grass. Soccer shoes are usually a little flatter because you're still playing, but they don't have the grip as much. You want to be able to have more motion. Flat-soled shoes, like basketball shoes, are designed to be on courts. So shoes are all designed for specific reasons for specific sports. Playing the right sport and using the right shoe is really important. The most important part is making sure that the gear that you have, the shoes, the cleats, whatever sport you're playing, that they fit properly, okay? Using a shoe that is too small or too big can cause a likelihood of an injury to the foot or the ankle. If the foot's too loose in the shoe, the shoe sticks to the ground, the foot slides inside the shoe, and you can get an injury to the ankle. And vice versa, if it's too tight, you can cause injuries to the bones and the soft tissue.
Is there a difference in the way the shoes are made other than having cleats, not having cleats? I mean, to me, it seems like walking and running, that would be the same type of shoe. And yet they sell different types of shoes for those things.
So if you look at the difference between a running shoe, there's walking shoes, there are CrossFit shoes, there are hiking shoes. They all look pretty similar. Like if you just picked a basic tennis shoe, they all look pretty similar. The difference is in the way they're constructed. The foam that's designed in the sole of the heel gives you certain shock absorbance as you walk versus run versus hiking trails. Most shoes that are designed, a good running shoe, they're more expensive, but they usually last about 300 miles. Once you get to that point, the foam starts to break down. So people who do a lot of running have to buy their shoes more often. And when you're paying several hundred dollars for a pair of shoes, you don't want to have to buy them as often. But again, that comes with the territory of the activity you're in. If you are a runner who puts many miles on your shoes, you need to replace them more often.
If I were to go shopping for some running shoes, for instance, I wouldn't even know where to start because there's so many different brands. How do you know what type of shoe you should buy? I mean, you know you need a running shoe, but there are a million different companies that make running shoes. So how would you begin to make that decision?
So there's no real formula when it comes to picking the right shoe for the person. Certain shoes are designed in certain ways. If I start throwing out names, so certain shoes like Adidas, Nike have a thinner insole. So there's not as wide in the middle part of the foot. If I look at your foot and I say, oh, you have a wider midfoot, I'd want you to get you in a shoe that's constructed for your foot type, okay? As a podiatrist, I see feet every day. And I can look at a foot and say, what activity do you want to do? If you want to be a long distance runner, you know, there's certain companies that I would say, hey, this is a better shoe for your foot type because of the activity that you want to do.
So okay? Then there can be many companies that make, for instance, high quality shoes.
Absolutely. There's lots of companies out there that make really good shoes. The hardest thing to do is find a good shoe store that has people who are trained to look at your feet. I worked with a physician when I was doing my training who actually owned a running store, and all he did was sell running shoes. So he was a podiatrist. He had full-time practice. He did surgery, and he managed running store that sold shoes. So he had employees who were trained very well, and they knew how to look at a person's foot. They knew how to look at the way the person walked. Looked at the size of their foot, forefoot, midfoot, rear foot. You got to put all those things in combination, and they could pick out, certain brands that would fit best for that person. And then they would show them that either running shoe or a CrossFit shoe or a hiking shoe, and they would try the different brands on and figure out which one actually felt the most comfortable.
So you're not just looking for a particular type of shoe or a particular brand, but then you also need to pay attention to the shoe store itself and the customer service that they have.
I think that makes it easier to get a good shoe. If you are looking for a specific type of shoe for an activity, I would suggest finding a shoe store close by that has the people there that have the training to look at your foot and have the best shoe selection for your activity.
Well, thank you so much for coming today. I think you've given everyone, especially parents, some good pointers on how to help their children be prepared for sports.
I appreciate you having me.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
You can listen to past shows of To Your Health. Log on to rushmemorial.com and click on podcasts. Join us again next week for another visit with Rush Memorial Hospital. It's To Your Health, brought to you by Rush Memorial Hospital on Hometown Country 94.3 WIFE. The proceeding was a paid presentation. The views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WIFE or Whitewater Broadcasting.